Guess who? It's me again. It's 5 o'clock. Do you care what the mainstream media says? Are you out there? Are you listening? How's it going, guys? What's good, fam? Good to see you guys out there today. Oh, what's today? Today is the 22nd of December already. It is Wednesday, December 22nd. Man, wow. I'm glad this year's over, man. Actually, I'm hoping for a better year next year. I'm hoping you guys are probably thinking the same thing as I am. Hey, Willie, fix it. Sly Park. Thanks for being here, guys. Well, Cloud, yeah, I'm not quite sure what happened last night, to be completely honest. I'm a little bit worried about that, so I'm going to have to check my gear and make sure something didn't break, because that stuff definitely overheated. I put everything into a new pack, and every time I change stuff around to make it easier on my back, you know, walking around carrying that, something doesn't go quite right. So I'm still experimenting with what the best pack is and all that stuff, but I'm glad you guys had fun watching that yesterday. D-Patriot 1776 in the house with 117 gold pills. First in the house always. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for joining us here today, guys. You're looking live at the Foxhole.app. Do me a favor, tell a friend, tell a family member. Grab the share link right there, throw it into your social media, let everyone know what we're trying to do over here. Just say, hey, we're a bunch of citizen journalist patriots who see the world differently than the mainstream media does, and we're trying to bring you guys different perspectives about what we see happening out there. And I try to bring you what's important and stay away from the rest of the garbage. You know what I'm saying? So do me a favor, spread the word over there. Thank you guys very much for your support. And then also, if you can, support those guys directly. Buy them a cup of coffee once a month. Click donate at the very top right there. Help buy those guys a cup of coffee. They're working very hard. The Foxhole is a great platform, man. And it's just kind of in its infant stages. So there you go. If you want to find out everything Uncensored Abe, go to uncensoredabe.com. The podcast is on Podbean, iHeart, Apple, Google, Spotify. Pick one, anyone. You'll be able to find the podcast. Some changes coming on that going into next year. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. The Telegram link is at the very top right there. That's kind of where I'm kind of camped out right now for now. A lot of people are pretty much camped out over there too, so that's why it makes it easy to kind of share information and so forth. So check it out when you get time. Foxhole, DLive, Twitch, Rumble, Cloud Hub, Tiger Network are where you can find the live stream. If you can't watch live, the podcast is for you. You can always catch the previous show also. I put on the most recent live show, so you can go to the website anytime you want and watch previous show content. They're all archived on the different platforms there. The biggest archive is Tiger Network. Cloud Hub has a pretty good archive, and also Foxhole has a pretty good archive of all the previous shows. Scroll down a little bit more of the favorite shows. I need to switch those up. I'll do that probably tonight. And the blog is where you can find all the articles I think you need to see. Don't forget to check out Jim Watkins' new book when you get a chance that he has out there. It'll be an interesting book for sure. Scroll down a little bit more. You find out a little bit about myself and what I did with First Amendment Praetorian, which was we basically provide security for patriotic events. That's about it. We're crowdfunded, and yet they're still going after anybody who was effective at protecting patriots. So we could use your help. If you can help First Amendment Praetorian, we could use it. If you want to help me directly, help keep the lights on for the show, help support the show, Cash App, PayPal, Patreon, or Gold Pills. Thanks, guys. We appreciate all your support. Thank you very, very much for everything you guys have done for the channel. All the equipment that I have, you know, that's with me, that never freaking works, seems like it never wants to work, is all from your guys' donations. I put everything right back into the show because I really want to bring you guys what's happening on the ground, and that's what we tried to do last night with Seth Keschel's event. It was a pretty cool event. It was a pretty good crowd about there with about 70 people in a fairly small room. Got pretty hot in there, and all of my gear decided to crap out of me, which kind of drives me nuts. Hey, Vetmore, good to see you out there. Keep True, Sly Park. D-Patriot, thanks. Thank you very much. And Mr. Pete with the cookie, thank you. Thank you very much. Pleiadius and Chris and the other mods, thank you for all you guys do out there getting the information out there about how to find us. City Mouse Q, thank you for joining us here today. Willie Fix It, much love to you. Hope all is well. Over there on Twitch, slow crowd kind of working their way in here. A lot of stuff happening on Twitch today. But JC Bird, Spray and Gray, Cutie Pie, Great Laker, Woke One, Day Tripper, Marie Mare. Thank you for the recent followers. We're up to 809 followers now and 36 subscribers on Twitch. Much love to you guys out there. Thanks. Adam A., what's good, brother? A Christmas cookie? Thanks, brother. It was good to meet you, man. Hope all is well. So, yeah, so the event, just kind of the summary of the Seth Keschel event. You know, I love kind of being a part of the grassroots. Back in the Tea Party days, feeling like that you're at least involved in there and understanding what's happening, you know, at the grassroots level and seeing who's stepping up to the plate and saying, hey, I'll step up. I want to run. Or over here, I'm doing, precinct projects. Over here, I'm working as a poll worker, a crowd of 70 people, you know, in a small town that's not very centrally located. So really cool to see, man. And, you know, I think the best part about it was the size. When Seth goes through his stuff, man, this is the second time I've seen it live. The first time there was loud sighs and groans halfway through what he was saying. And then same thing today, a different crowd that hadn't heard all of the Seth presentation, and sighs and groans and people really upset. Like, what are we going to do? What can we do about this? Because we're watching as nothing's being done, and they're trying to basically run out the clock on us, and it looks like they're going to be effective at it. I mean, they're just going to steal it in front of us, and it looks like they're going to get away with it. That's what I see. That's not a black pill. That's just what I see as reality. Vinny, thank you for the fleet, brother. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. But, you know, so, my perspective has somewhat changed on that over the year, but not really. I had a lot of people call in. I took a lot of calls. I tried to be respectful with discussions about what could happen as far as the reality of the steal. And I'm just not seeing a path towards any kind of change in leadership before 2024. Now, 2022's midterms is going to be very important. And part of them doing it in front of our face and basically, you know, shoving it in our face and then covering it up, part of what they're going to do there is demoralize us and hope that we don't come out in 2022, that we're just so disenfranchised and so demoralized that the turnout doesn't come around anymore. Because that's what President Trump was able to garner, was excitement around voting again, you know, being involved and being informed on what the issues are, at least trying to be informed in this world of propaganda. I don't know what anybody is really informed anymore. You know what I'm saying? Can you get the screenshots he posted? I can get a hold of Seth and get the presentation if you like. The first Seth, I tried to get him as good as possible, and that's why I need to get a new camera, but I'm holding off on getting a new camera because that's another $450 investment, $500 investment, and I'm just right now I'm trying to be as frugal as possible because going to these events is costs a lot of damn money, and it's, you know, the income from the show is not covering the events quite yet. I'm hoping that'll change, but so I'm trying to be careful in where I put investments. I got some merchandise stuff happening. I'm gonna work through that going into next week, and then I have, I'm already booked for Phoenix, and then I don't know if I can get to San Diego, but I do want to make Ohio. So, and then there's other events too that are gonna be happening here locally in Wisconsin. And anytime there's a rally of any kind, or anytime when people are going to the Capitol, I'm gonna keep bringing that to you guys. So that's the goal, and then I'd like to expand that more. You know, other events out there like Sidney Powell's events. I'd like to try to find a way to get to those too. And anyone else who's out there trying to spread the word and, you know, organizing people coming together. I think that's so important. And I know a lot of the feedback I get from you guys, just it makes me feel so good because, you know, you're like, thank you so much for bringing me what's really happening on the ground and what's happening in Wisconsin at the grassroots level. And thank you for bringing these events to me that I can't go to because, you know, you can't. So it's awesome to be able to bring it to you. So I appreciate your guys' support big time. Thank you very much for, you know, this has become an amazing dream for my life for the past 4 years. It's just, you know, you go from the election and being active and trying to, you know, debate things on Twitter to understanding so much more about the world. And then so much we still don't know, you know, about the world, and trying to navigate through that that waking up of my own. You guys have been here to enjoy it or watch the trials and tribulations of it anyway. But hey, what's up, Johnny B? Yeah, man, I'm glad you guys liked it. So I'll make sure the gear's good to go before we get to Phoenix. So I'll probably have to do a test here in the next week or so, make sure that's all good. I've been wanting to do a cooking stream, but I haven't felt like cooking lately. I don't know. I go through spurts where I cook a lot and then I get tired of cooking for a while. So yeah, I'm going to do some of those going up here. And then we're also going to do a reloading stream and another shooting stream. So we're going to make that happen again soon. So I got to make sure the backpack's all good to go and figure out what's going on with my mics, because it seems like half the time it works, the other half it doesn't. It drives me freaking nuts, man. There's no reason why it shouldn't work. So we'll give that all a test and we'll make sure it's all good to go for next time. But, you know, in summary, you know, some great patriots that are stepping up and trying to run for office. A lot of local activists and high-level, you know, Republican Party attendees were there. It was interesting that Gableman didn't show up. Supposedly he was rumored that he was going to be going there, but there's some interesting stuff that I'm trying to get sauce on, and I think I'm just going to wait to talk about until I get the actual sauce on it, because there's a lot of stuff that's going around with Gableman now saying that maybe he's not really trying to investigate anything. And there's some evidence out there that may be true. So I'm going to get more information on that, and I'm going to probably try to bring you directly from the horse's mouth. So we're going to try to get those interviews lined up too. So other than that, man, you know, Seth, again, like I said, the information, it basically shows trends, you know, historical trends in the last, you know, 20 years of elections on how there's just no way in hell that Biden got that many votes. And it's clear that the you know, mid-morning pause, a lot of votes were thrown in for Biden, like 80% of the votes were thrown in for Biden, and that's when the steal happened. Now, it's interesting that no one really in our legislature cares. There's a couple, but man, it's just further proof of just like basic, you know, really basic analysis of voter rolls and voter trends. That's what Seth does. And it's not basic. It's in depth, but it's uses, you know, voting data from our elections. And it's absolute proof that there's something very, very wrong here in Wisconsin. So I don't know what to do about it, man. You know, a lot of people say that no matter what, we're going to have to make sure that this gets fixed. But, you know, I personally feel powerless. I think you guys got to feel powerless too. I mean, the people that were in that room felt powerless. It's like, why don't they address this? This is obvious. And why aren't they, you know, why aren't the people in our legislature and our attorney generals and the law enforcement of this state specifically? I'm just speaking like on my local level here, right here. No one's going after criminality of it. The sheriff put forward charges and hopefully that's going to be pursued. But our attorney general has to be the one that's going to have to go after it, you know, or somebody is going to have to actually prosecute it. And it's just taken so long that it's like, is it ever going to be done? Now, let's hope that the rule of law plays itself out. Like I said, if we get criminal prosecutions because of the steal that happened in 2020, but the outcome doesn't change, I'm not happy with it, but I'm willing to deal with that, right? If we get criminal prosecutions that come out of this, so that messages are sent into the future that if you guys try this shit ever again, there's going to be penalties to pay. And it's at least a deterrent going forward, right? And then most of these states have put in legislation to make sure that, you know, our voter rolls and other things that are happening with regards to legislation, the mail-in ballots and trying to dial that in and all kinds of stuff in all these different states, you know, to try to address the symptom of the problem, not necessarily the root of the evil, though. So I don't know what to make of it, dude. I don't. And I see a lot of frustration and a lot of people that are just getting, fuck off, is what they're getting. They're bringing the information to those that need to have the information in front of them, and they're basically going, meh. So I don't know, man. I don't know what to make of it. I'm just like you guys. I'm kind of an observer and a rider on the train. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people have put a lot of predictions out there, and I've been trying from a long time to caution everybody. Those that are the loyal audience know I've been trying to caution everybody about a snap finger fix about what's happened to our country, because it took us 50 years of their efforts to get us here. And then the last, you know, 10, 20 years of really aggressively going after the coup that is the overthrow of the American people's voice in our elections. It's obvious to all of us, anyone who opens their eyes to it. And the fact that the mainstream media and some of the politicians out there still try to claim that there's nothing really happening that's happened, and there's this faux election fraud stuff that Republicans keep talking about, they're going to run on that in 2022. So the most important thing for us is making sure everybody out there understands that this election was stolen. And that means every one of us got to have conversations with as many of our family members as possible, just to say, open your mind to the idea that the election was stolen. And if there's information that you need to help point to them, reach out, and I'll get that presentation and some of the slides from Seth Keschel's presentation. But there are others too that show plenty of proof of voter fraud. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, our goal and what we need to be doing is making sure we're spreading the word as much as possible to as many people as possible. So that's what I got from the event. It's on us. It's on us to get out there and make sure that we're doing our due diligence and spreading the word and making people that know that the awareness of the fraud that was done in the 2020 election, and make sure people are aware. Don't let them deny it. Show them proof if you have to, because there's plenty of proof out there. So that's kind of what I got from the event, guys. I wonder if the sound guy would let you plug into the board. They didn't end up using a mic. My mics are fine, and they're going to work going forward. Trust me. They worked great the last day of the event. They're going to work great again. There was a new firmware upload, and I didn't get a chance to test them before I went out, and so I'm hoping that the new firmware upload didn't screw them up or something. So I gotta get in there and see what's going on. Truth to Light, do you follow PFC Berge? Yes, I do follow him, and I've been wanting to get him on. I reached out to him and said I wanted to do a show together so I can help spread his story. But I've been so damn busy, man. I have not had time at all to line up any interviews and get stuff done. I just have a lot going on personally in my life. So, you know, normally it takes me all day of working on the show, you know. From the time I get up to the time I go to bed, it's everything is that I do is prepping for the show, doing something for the show, or cooking and cleaning. But this week, as you guys know, we close on the land next week. My birthday is next Thursday, right? I think that's it, the 29th. Next Wednesday. Next week is my birthday. The 28th, we close on that land. So I'm thinking about taking next week off, to be honest with you. I haven't had time off, but the thing is, you can't take time off in this business because then you just go away. But with more events upcoming next year, I don't think I'll just go away. So hopefully the people that are out there that are newer to the channel, you'll stick with me. But I have not taken any time off except for a couple little time off after Branson. So I'm thinking actually about taking next week off. But I don't know. I think I'll still do some streams. Maybe just not, you know, sitting here in front of the desk streams. The Tuesday, I'm definitely not going to be able to do a stream. Wednesday is my birthday. And then Thursday, Friday, going into New Year's, you know, maybe then I'll get back into the saddle. So I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm thinking about doing that next week. And then tomorrow will be, I'll do a show tomorrow. But then, you know, the 24th, I'm going to be going to my family's house, so no show on Friday. So I'm thinking about doing no show Friday until maybe next Thursday, and then come back next Thursday back at it. So something like that. We'll see. But that's kind of the idea. So 11 Sync, Trump has been stringing us along. When you say stringing us along, what do you mean by that? Because I don't really know what he hasn't really made any promises on anything. I don't know exactly what. Can you expand on that? Military did nothing about JFK being killed, nothing about the attempt on Reagan, nothing about stolen election, and so much more. This promise that the military can just all of a sudden do something is, you know, the level of corruption in our country is much deeper than people realize, I think. I don't know. Can you expand on criticism on Trump stringing us along, though? I don't understand that. I don't really know how Trump is accountable for what's happened in any way. Soros needs to be jailed with a pack of man-eating dogs. They'd probably spit it out. Yeah, no kidding. It's good to see you, Susan. Buy DWAC, that's all. Yeah, thanks for the advice. I stay out of that stuff. Hey, Warrior Mima, Merry Christmas. Thank you for the ship. Thank you very much. I appreciate you very much. Let's see, Joel Lennon, 2020 needs to be fixed. I agree, I'm not seeing how that's going to happen. Seems like the old guys are a barbershop. Trump is going to for the speaker position, and DeSantis will be running in 24. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see that. I don't see that happening. Those rumors were just to troll. I think just to troll her. So Trump made it sound like he would be back soon. He would fight the steal and more. Yeah, I guess being back is it's kind of like our non-assumptions, our own ideas of what being back means. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just don't think there's really nothing that can be done. The corruption's so bad. I don't know what can be done. I mean, when you have Soros-bought attorney generals in the majority of the states where the corruption took place, and they're just not going, they're not pursuing any investigations, much less any kind of criminality. That's what I see being real. I don't see, unless there's stuff happening behind the scenes that none of us know about, which is entirely possible. Maybe some, you know, we'll start seeing more arrests and stuff on that front and more indictments. I don't know. I just don't see it. You know what I'm saying? It's so frustrating. And the mood on the ground with people is just that too, just beyond frustrated that nobody's pursuing what is obviously an election stolen. Glenn, Worry Me, Ma, Vinny, Adam, thanks guys for the gold pills. Thank you guys very much. So I don't know. I just call it how I see it. People look at that as being a black pill or something. I just look at it as reality. I don't see investigations happening. Trump started going down the wrong road in March 2020. I don't have any criticism towards President Trump at all. I don't understand any criticism towards President Trump, and I don't understand. I think that is kind of naive, to be completely honest. I don't think you understand really how bad the corruption is, and to kind of put it on Trump when there's so much more out there, people out there that are so freaking corrupt that they're, you know, you got Fauci in bed with Pfizer, right? You got all of these people, the World Health Organization and the UN, working to do experiments on black children in Africa. But you criticize Trump? I mean, I just don't understand that. I don't understand it. The election was stolen from him, and I think he was threatened with another pandemic or worse if he fought it. I think there's a lot more behind the scenes that's to that, and I'm hoping there's more to the continuity of government things. But I'm just on that front. It's like, you know, you see them passing legislation. If there was a continuity of government in play, then this Senate would be illegitimate and they wouldn't be able to pass laws, but they're passing laws. So I don't know. I do know this, but we have to continue to fight. We have to make sure that we're spreading the word. So it's a bigger combo than typing on your phone. I don't see it that it is. I think that's illegitimate. I think it's illegitimate to put it on President Trump. I just think that you're not seeing the bigger picture. So open your eyes to a bigger picture of how deep the corruption is. And to try to put everything on Trump is just illegitimate. And the truth is that the only reason we are here at this point talking about, a freedom agenda and an American first agenda is because of President Trump. There's nothing that's ever going to change that. He was the greatest president, conservative ruling president of my lifetime. Nothing's ever going to change that. He's going to accomplish peace in the Middle East. His administration is going to accomplish peace in the Middle East. Can't take that away from him. I can't think of any legitimate criticism towards President Trump with how he handled the election steal. There's nothing he could have done. Not the way that the House and the Senate and the state houses and Senate push forward, their electoral college. And the president, the vice president, and the federal government has no say in what the states submit to the federal government. So I don't see how President Trump can be responsible for Wisconsin's legislature putting forward a fraudulent electoral college. Same with Arizona, same with Georgia, same with Pennsylvania, and more probably North Carolina, Virginia, at least probably more than that, Michigan. I don't see how you can say President Trump is at fault for the legislatures putting forward fraudulent electoral college votes. That's how our republic works. If we want to fight for our republic works by the federal government not intervening in the way the states rule their elections, run their elections, or define who the state puts forward as a certified elector. That's not the role of the federal government. So I just don't see where there's any legitimate criticism of President Trump. Him coming back, he's back now. He's doing rallies and he's selling out everywhere. He's driving the conversation of what's happening in the politics still. It seems like he has just as much power as he did when he was president, as far as around the world. And we'll see what happens with Putin and all their saber rattling and all that bullshit. But that shit happens all the time. That's how Putin gets stuff done. He uses his military for politics, usually very effectively against United States, because we're so stupid when it comes to that. What's up, Rock Man? So that's my take on it. I appreciate your opinion, but I disagree. So other than that, guys, that's about a half hour just us kind of hanging out. I'm kind of liking this, just hanging out. Yeah, I'm with you. I hope the evolution is real, but even if it is, we're never going to know. That's the truth. That's the show that I did with Patel Patriot. And I stand by that. There's just no way they're ever going to declassify if devolution is for real. The only thing that's going to happen is things are going to start changing around us that don't make sense. And that's happened this whole year. It really has. So the markers in devolution are extremely interesting. But I just don't, that's like emergency control stuff. That's not like they have control over what happens in DC. It's an emergency setup for only emergencies. And I just don't know that, that they have even if there is a continuity of government in play, that they have the power to run the government. That's not really what it's meant to do. It's meant to have a structure in place to make sure that America never falls. I think there's some kind of misunderstanding on devolution too, and what it actually means as far as what the continuity of government key players, what their role is. So I don't know, but who knows, right? That's just my take on it. I'm not saying that I know any more than anybody else. So I just, that's just the way I look at it. One day at a time, Semper Fi, brother. Whole ball as well. Indeed, it is one day at a time. New York Post dropping red pills. So our late night talk show. Yeah, exactly. Yes, indeed. Good crowd over there finally. Thanks for coming in over there on Twitch, guys. Appreciate you guys. Gambria, thanks for the shades. Trump's not at fault, and people blaming him are not true supporters of Trump. There's a lot of that going around. It's interesting. You know, it's the same thing how there were people who would come into chats, and I'm not saying that you're this person. I believe that you're genuine in your opinion. I just don't agree with you. There are people that are coming chatting, I hate General Flynn, and I hate Lynn Wood. And there's this bot network that comes together and, like, plants these things. And then next thing you know, there's a bunch of patriots who get all freaked out about General Flynn or get all freaked out about Lynn Wood, right? That was last week's fucking drama. Now this week's drama is President Trump is a traitor. And so now you're having people that are just criticizing President Trump for what honestly becomes no reason whatsoever, at least no legitimate reason that I can find. And it's the same kind of thing where they're trying to put seeds into our movement. This is the same thing that happened during the Tea Party. You know, you put these little seeds in there and you cause infighting, you cause infighting, you cause infighting. Democrats and their operatives are kings of that shit, dude. So don't fall for that stuff. Stay strong and stay true to your beliefs and don't allow those kind of voices that, you know, I trusted that voice and they're saying that President Trump is just letting us down. And so therefore I believe what they say. Just stay true to your beliefs and what you believe. And if you have legitimate criticism, if you want, I'll open up the phone line and we can call in and discuss it. I'm well and happy to do that too. So anybody wants to call in, drop a note there in the chat and I'll open it up. Start here, magapill.com. Yeah, good stuff, the diligence. It's good to see you out there, man. Shillery 2.0. Yeah, it really kind of is. I think it is. But no, I mean, part of it could be legitimate too. You know, felt kind of let down because President Trump was saying, you know, I'm coming back and I'm going to handle this and this can't stand. And, you know, what he's doing is he's leading the discussion, right? There's nothing he can actually do. You know, I mean, let's be honest, there isn't. So if you have an idea what President Trump could do to bring him back into the presidency, let's talk about it. But I haven't found one yet. You know what I'm saying? I think devolution was interesting and continuity of government is interesting because it's at least the hope of the idea that it's not as bad as we think it is. I think we need to resign ourselves to the fact that it is as bad, if not worse, than we think it is. And if we don't really get involved here in the next 2 to 4 to 10 years, in this generational fight that I and a lot of us realize that we're up against, I think that's part of it too. It's an expectations timeline. Our world that we live in is instant. You know, everything is now, now, now. Our culture is now, now, now. Everything that we expect as Americans, our spoiled ass fucking lives, is now, now, now. And there's no shortage of them out there that live. It's not our faults. It's our world around us, right? It's how they created this reality around us. That's a bigger picture of what we've been talking about on the channel for this the second half of this year. A lot of these discussions have come together. When we came back from Dallas, I had an interesting insight into a different part of the crowd. Like, you know, I'm in the non-crowd, right? So we have our own little Schrodinger's box that I've talked about. If you haven't heard this analogy that I talked about a couple weeks ago, you know, we're in our own little Schrodinger's box of reality. That's the freaking truth. And then there's a whole crowd that goes around like Clay Clark's crowd that's in their own Schrodinger's box of reality. And boy, is it different. And then there's another crowd that's, you know, President Trump's core supporters, right? That were around him from the very beginning. They're in their little Schrodinger's box. And then you got the Democrats and you got liberals and you got, you know, constitutionalists and you got, and all of us have these realities around us that are nowhere near the same. You know, so what is reality? What is truth? And that for a lot of us is very hard to determine in this world that is weaponized propaganda in a state of war that is very clear that it's happening. Military industrial complex runs it all. I think the military industrial complex gets run. Gets run by the same lobbyists, the same big money corporations that all come together to seize power around the world. I think there are definitely some in Lockheed Martin, that are definitely part of what's happening, running the world for sure on that front. So you're right. I'm with you on that for sure. Any news on Maxwell? They're still deliberating. Last I heard is that they weren't going to deliberate tomorrow, which means we're not going to get an answer before Christmas, which means this is going to kind of go away during Christmas, and it's our job when they come back into deliberation to make sure we are raising as much awareness about that trial. I think it's interesting that the jury said, I don't feel like deliberating tomorrow. How does that work? How exactly does that work? How does the jury tell the judge, it's like, hey, do you guys feel like doing your jobs tomorrow? Nah, I think I'm going to take tomorrow off. I'm looking like I think I need a travel day or something, or just a day away from this. I don't feel like doing my job tomorrow. And so the judge was like, all right, cool. Well, we'll just do that when we come back from Christmas break. Okay. How exactly is this shit supposed to work? I don't know. You get nothing out of Maxwell? I don't know. There's no reason to be pessimistic about the future, because we nobody knows what's going to happen in the future, so I don't understand being pessimistic to the future. The now is the reason why we let the corrupt into our government. It was designed to keep us occupied, yeah? Yeah, and we're still, you know, we've been programmed in our society to live our lives like that. You want to find out something about anything? You can figure it out in 30 seconds. I don't know. So, you know, who's running it? Well, if you want the truth, you know, it's the oligarchs of the world. It's the Bezos, it's the Rothschilds, it's Gates, you know, it's Soros, you know, it's that big money. Money talks, you know. There's Middle Eastern and Indian oligarchs. There's Chinese and Russian oligarchs, right? They're all in cahoots together to make sure that they seize power for the world to put in the Great Reset. So, you know, it's not like it's a one-man show. It's a common cause of seizing power of the world. And that's why they're doing it. They think that they can seize the power of the world and rule the world. But the truth is free will reigns. So it will play itself out. Who knows how, but it will. We all know who's guilty. Well, who's guilty is John Brennan's CIA. That's who. It's our government who ran a honeypot ring using Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. I feel like it's someone above that. Q mentioned the letter P. Well, the Pacers, I mean, that's historical stuff. You know, that's like the historical bloodlines and all of that. Yeah, that's all legit. It's all the bloodlines of all of that is all legitimate information. I'm with you on that. But it's not like there's somebody that's like, okay, we are going to steal this election, and then the news gets disseminated, you know, from this one person. It's just a conglomerate that is going to seize power, is trying to seize power around the world. And that's what we're watching happen. We're watching history happen, and we're living it at the same time. So, you know, I'm not pessimistic about the future, and I don't see why anybody should be pessimistic about the future. There's hope, and there's the hope is the foundation of a society, a God-fearing society built around faith, right? So if you're hopeless in your life, then you're lacking in your relationship with God, or you're lacking in your whatever you want to, you know. It doesn't have to be God specifically, but it has to be that deeper thing of faith that is real. And if you have hope in it's sent in through, you know, your relationship with God or relationship with faith, whatever that is for you, then there's no reason to be pessimistic about the future. And there's nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. So there's no reason to be pessimistic about the future. That's just kind of how I am in general. But everyone's to each his own, you know what I'm saying? Everyone lives their life differently and sees the world differently. That's fine. So it's difficult. It is difficult. It's difficult for me too. But I mean, seriously, you just put your faith in God, right? And spread love and spread that faith and live like that. And the rest will figure itself out. That's the way I see it. But all right, guys, let me see. It's been kind of fun just kind of rambling with you guys today, but I do have some stuff you might want to see. Do you want to see it, or we can just kind of chill, keep talking back and forth? I'm kind of enjoying just kind of the stream of consciousness with you guys here in chat today. That's the second time today there was a mention of Schrodinger. Who's telling Brandon what he's supposed to do? Probably Jake Sullivan. Jake Sullivan is Biden's main emissary. So if I had to pick Who is really running the White House? It's Jake Sullivan through Barack Obama. But Barack Obama is nothing more than a you know, low-level figurehead that gets told what to go do too. You know, he's just bought and paid for puppet. Different groups, and they are at war with each other. Yeah, that's part of it too. Different families, different groups, just trying to seize power. The world kind of power structures. Yeah, I agree with that too. But it's deeper though, right? It's a conglomerate of very powerful and people that own the world's wealth who are trying to seize control of the world. That's, if you don't have to believe me, just go read the Great Reset in the United Nations. Go read Agenda 2030. It's, they tell you what they're going to do, and they're in the middle of that right now. And in fact, the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum have a meeting coming up, I think next, isn't it coming up here in January? Don't they meet again to further tell us how they're going to kill us all? Pretty sure. Pretty sure that that's coming up in January, if I remember right. Let's see. Susan Rice, El Bozo. Yeah. Just chat with the guys. I can do that too. I mean, I have, here's what I have. There's Psaki being a freak again, which is pretty freaking hilarious. Zuckerberg working on rigging more elections. I got evidence of that. China's enablers in the United States. General Flynn filed that motion to the January 6th committee. I have that case up. I have the ICC complaint that we kind of covered earlier this week. Was it yesterday or the day before? I can't remember. But the international court complaint, which is interesting too with regards to the vaccine and stuff. But I am so freaking sick and tired about talking about viruses and freaking vaccines and spike proteins and everything else, dude. I don't even want to ever talk about it ever again. You know what I'm saying? Drives me nuts, man. So if you want, I can go through and we can go through it. I kind of want to read the General Flynn filing because, you know, I've been saying we're at a year now of these people being in solitary confinement and nobody's doing anything. And finally somebody did something, and it happens to be General Flynn, who everybody hated last week, but maybe now he's a patriot this week. I don't know. I don't know how that works exactly. General Flynn versus Michael Flynn versus Nancy Pelosi in her capacity as Speaker of the House. It is a 25-page double-spaced read, and I kind of do want to read it. It's Christmas, just chat. We could do that. All a distraction. You think the General Flynn thing's a distraction? I mean, it's an attempt to at least put a restraining order and a preliminary injunction on Nancy Pelosi. I don't know if it'll work or not. I don't know the legal side of it. I don't know the legal side of it. Stand up patriot. Yeah, Rick's a good dude. Oh, the COVID thing's a distraction? Yeah. It's good to see you, American nurse. How are you today? Hope all is well. Russia cuts gas to the 5%. Russia would never... They would never play energy games with the European Union. Talk about Russia, Ukraine. It's geopolitics. Nothing's going to happen. He's playing his games, man. I think he might take a couple other provinces and move forward troops a little bit further, closer into territory that's probably already Russian territory, but that's about it. It's always the same slat, saber rattling, same we're going to war, same we're going to die, all that stuff. It's, yeah. Fake anthrax. Oh, yeah, the word going around about anthrax, I don't know exactly where that started other than Yovan Pulitzer is not in good shape, and he was having, you know, lesions on his skin and weird stuff happening. I think he's feeling better now, finally. But as far as I know, nobody else really got sick. So that's the good news, is that he's back. He's feeling better, and he tested negative for anthrax. So I don't know exactly where all that came from. Headed back to the comfy hole. Talk to you later. All right, Two Rivers Crossing. Take care. Read the Flynn article? Yeah, I'll do that. Keep Trump from going before Jason. Well, we'll see. I don't know the legality of it. Let's read it and see what there is here, and then I'll come back and hang out with you guys some more and chat. I'm thinking about only going to another 15 minutes here. I still got shit tons of stuff to do, you guys. I'm not getting any of it done. 450,000 troops within 400K of Ukraine's. Yeah, I know. I get it, dudes. I just don't see it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but we'll see. I just think it's Putin playing his games like he always does. Michael Flynn versus Nancy Pelosi in her official capacity as Speaker of the House, which is scary. Time-sensitive motion for temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction pursuant to Civil Rule, Civil Procedure 65, Local Rule 6.01. Plaintiff, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who is a resident of the Middle District of Florida, seeks the protection of this court through this motion for a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction prohibiting defendants from enforcing certain subpoenas until the court can determine the legality of those subpoenas. Absent swift intervention by the court, the United States House Select Committee to investigate January 6th attack on the United States Capitol, the Select Committee, will continue to exploit the searing infamy of the Capitol attack to conceal its abuse of its authority and trample over General Flynn's constitutional rights, echoing the darkest days of the government overreach driven by unhinged congressional hysteria more than a half century ago. General Flynn did not organize, speak at, or actively participate in any rallies or protests in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, and he, of course, did not participate in the quote-unquote attack at the Capitol that day, declaration of Michael Flynn. Nevertheless, the Select Committee, assuming the role of shadow prosecutor for the January 6th attack and working in parallel with the actual prosecutors at the Department of Justice, has diverted its attention from its important work to target General Flynn for a quasi-prosecution that is either aimless or transparently partisan. Despite not participating in any events in Washington on January 6th, defendants have issued General Flynn a sweeping subpoena seeking 20 different categories of documents and demand that General Flynn appear for a deposition in Washington, D.C. The subpoena demands records of General Flynn's communications about the 2020 election and seeks to identify the basis for his beliefs and the persons with whom he associated, in addition to contacts with government officials. It thus constitutes a frontal assault on his First Amendment rights to freedom of speech, association, and petition. Of course it is. Moreover, the scope of the subpoena starts in April 2020, divorcing itself from any connection to the 2020 election and its aftermath, but tying closely to the point in time when the Department of Justice under the prior administration sought to drop its bogus charges against General Flynn and thus subverting the presidential pardon that General Flynn subsequently received. The subpoena also subsumes within it the same material as a criminal grand jury subpoena into the activities of a political nonprofit organization with which he was briefly affiliated, and thus the documents and testimony seek to subvert General Flynn's Fifth Amendment right against compelling self-incrimination. It's an interesting sentence there. If you heard that, listen to that carefully, you know what that means. In addition to other violations of General Flynn's... Stop. In addition to other violations of General Flynn's constitutional rights, the subpoena is wholly defective because it was issued by the Select Committee chair in violation of the Select Committee's authorizing resolution, which requires him to issue subpoenas in consultation with the ranking member of the Select Committee. The subpoena is also defective because it was not issued for a valid legislative purpose, but rather the partisan harassment of a person because he holds political views the Select Committee dislikes. Finally, the subpoena is overbroad and vague, but the Select Committee has refused to confer to clarify it and thus would affect any unreasonable seizure in violation of the Fourth Amendment. Not that they care about the First or the Fourth Amendment either. They really don't care about that. But this has been very interesting that this suit's being filed. Stop doing that. Stupid thing, he's jumping around on me. Sorry. In addition, General Flynn is informed and believes that defendants have issued or intends to issue a subpoena to his telecommunications provider seeking expansive cell data regarding General Flynn and possibly his family and anyone else he talked to. General Flynn requests that the court preserve the status quo and issue a temporary restraining order that relieves General Flynn of any obligation to appear at a deposition before the Select Committee, 2, relieves General Flynn of any obligation to produce records to the Select Committee, and 3, enjoins defendants from enforcing the challenge subpoena 4, enjoins defendants from using or disseminating for any purpose any records it may have obtained regarding General Flynn or his family's cell phone data. General Flynn further requests that the court convert the temporary restraining order into a preliminary injunction following any appropriate briefing and hearing. Pursuant to Local Rule 3.01E, General Flynn designates this motion as time-sensitive because defendants continue to maintain that General Flynn must appear before a select committee for a deposition and that he produced documents forthwith. General Flynn therefore requests a ruling by tomorrow, December 23rd. Memorandum of Points and Authorities. His family sued, some of his family sued CNN, yes, for claiming that they were QAnon members, which in itself is fucking hilarious, but whatever. We never passed out those membership cards, I don't think. Congressional committees do not have boundless authority to engage in investigations, whether for law enforcement purposes or for mere inquisitive pursuit. Instead, Congress's investigatory powers is limited by Congress's constitutional function to act as the legislative branch, one of three co-equal branches of the government. The Select Committee, however, has run roughshod not only over our structural constitutional principles limiting its authority, but also over the General Flynn's constitutional rights. As part of its unconstitutional and ultra vires investigation, the Select Committee issued a sweeping subpoena to General Flynn seeking all manner of documents and communications that go well beyond the events of January 6th and instead probe General Flynn's activities, speech, associations, and his constitutionally protected appeals to government officials. General Flynn is informed and believes that the Select Committee has issued or intends to issue a subpoena to his telecommunications provider seeking expansive cell data regarding General Flynn and possibly his family. The Select Committee's requests are thus a vexatious fishing expedition designed to, at best, seek information with even the most unattenuated link to the events of January 6th, and at worst, and more likely, seek to punish General Flynn for his political affiliation, beliefs, and advocacy. General Flynn is likely to prevail on the merits because the complaint establishes 5 significant and independent reasons why the subpoenas were issued in violation of law and should not be enforced. First, Q hasn't posted in a year yet they're still obsessed with Q. I know it's funny, isn't it? It's because there's so much truth to it and they just don't want people looking at it. First, the Select Committee acted without the authority to issue a subpoena to General Flynn. By a slim, narrow party line vote, the House passed a resolution authorizing the creation of the Select Committee, yet the defendant, Nancy Pelosi, failed to comply with the House's own resolution, filling 5 committee spots reserved for the minority leader designees with only 2 Republican members and appointing only 7 from her own party, leaving 4 empty chairs on a 13-member committee. Moreover, Speaker Pelosi did not seat any of the nominees referred by the Republican leadership, leaving the committee without a ranking minority member, whom only the Republicans can choose. Pursuant to the authorizing revolution, the Select Committee chair cannot issue subpoenas unless he consults with a ranking minority member, and therefore the subpoena is invalid. I would have to agree with that. Not that anything matters in the rule of law in our country anymore, but on the basis of what's right and wrong, it's a valid point, but I don't think they really care. Second, even if the Select Committee, they'll just send the FBI and raid your house again. I mean, they own the FBI too. That's what's next. Even if the Select Committee were lawfully constituted, the congressional request here lacks a legitimate legislative purpose and runs afoul of the separation of powers. Congress's investigative powers are ancillary to its legal authority, legislative authority. And there is no ascertainable connection between Congress's legislative mandate and the records and information the Select Committee seeks from General Flynn. Good point. Indeed, a very good point. They're supposed to be doing legislative stuff, not investigative stuff. Third, the Select Committee's efforts threaten General Flynn's First Amendment rights of free speech, free association, and the right to petition the government. The Select Committee veered far off course from its stated purpose of investigating January 6th by seeking records from General Flynn regarding his beliefs about the 2020 election, his communications with other private citizens about the election, and his meetings with President Trump and his campaign. Regardless of the subject matter, while defendants will surely argue that there is some dubious connection between his investigation of January 6th and its legislative mandate, There can no argument that compelling General Flynn to testify and produce documents regarding his personal political beliefs, speech, and activities and associations are proper subjects of congressional legislation. Fourth, General Flynn's Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure, we don't have a Fourth Amendment right in this country, is threatened by the Select Committee's issuance of a subpoena and its own violation of its own rules for an unlawful purpose and in terms so broad and indefinite that its scope is not discernible. If defendants have indeed sought comprehensive cell phone data records regarding General Flynn and General Flynn has right to believe, General Flynn's Fourth Amendment rights are further threatened as he has a reasonable expectation of privacy in all of the cell phone data that defendants may be seeking from General Flynn's telecommunications provider. Agreed. Not that they care. They probably already have the records. The Select Committee subpoena to General Flynn violates General Flynn's Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. In addition to the federal criminal investigation into January 6th, which apparently the redundant Select Committee investigation is trying to connect to General Flynn's political activity, the Department of Justice has subpoenaed a political nonprofit with General Flynn was briefly affiliated as a member of the board. The nonprofit was founded and is currently led by Sidney Powell, General Flynn's criminal defense attorney. In 2020, the group advocated on election matters that overlap with the Select Committee's investigation and the specific request and subpoena. Of course, this is what they want. Man, these people are disgusting, dude. The very act of producing documents in response to the subpoena could result in acts that are compelled, testimonial, and self-incriminating. Indeed, the same prosecutor who signed the subpoena to the nonprofit is also prosecuting January 6 cases and criminal contempt of Congress charges for witnesses the Select Committee deems insufficiently cooperative. In responding to the subpoena, General Flynn may necessarily admit that the certain documents exist, are authentic, and are in his possession. This includes information in the possession of General Flynn and his telecommunication providers indicating the persons with whom he communicated, when he communicated with them in relation to other events, and how frequently he contacted them. Evidence the Department of Justice would use to allege a criminal conspiracy. To the extent any such admissions may tend to incriminate General Flynn in the aforementioned criminal action, the Select Committee violates General Flynn's Fifth Amendment privilege by compelling such admissions. General Flynn faces irreparable harm due to imminent violations of General Flynn's constitutional rights and the Select Committee's flagrant ongoing abuse of authority. The balance of the equities tips in the favor. The balance of equities tips in his favor as the need to prevent further constitutional violations outweighs any inconvenience a delay would cause the Select Committee. And the public interest favors the preservation of constitutional rights and the lawful exercise of government authority. Wouldn't that be nice? General Flynn therefore requests a temporary injunction, and that is the gist of the story. This does go on for about another 20 pages of stuff, but I really just wanted to understand what the gist of the filing was. So there you go. There's that. I'll get this PDF out there to you guys. Again, this is a PDF. If you don't want, I can't do that. I only have it in a PDF form, and I don't know if I can share it. I don't think I can, but there is this article from the Gateway Pundit, and it may have the link in there with it. So I'll drop this article out there for you. Just had to piss off. What's that? It is freaking bullshit, man. No doubt about it. And they are truly the most criminal people on this planet. Ugh. All right. Ow. I'm going to let you guys go today. I'm going to do another hour show tomorrow. And then we're going to go through, I think we're going to try to fit in a recap of all of the year's news in the blog. So we're going to do that tomorrow. I got some stuff I got to go take care of, and then I think I'm going to take a mini vacation. So stay with me, guys. Interesting stuff happening going into the new year. I think I'm going to do a quick show tomorrow, and then I wish you guys a Merry Christmas, and then Monday, Tuesday next week, I'll be working on closing the land and getting some stuff done, surveys done, and quotes for some work to get done on those couple days. Next Wednesday is my birthday. I don't think I'm going to work on my birthday, so I'm going to take a kind of about a week off until next Thursday. We'll do a show tomorrow, and then I'm going to take a week off until next Thursday. So that's the plan. I hope you guys enjoy your time with your families, and I hope you spread the word about all the positive and good things that's happening in our world. And definitely make sure that you're spreading the word about the fraudulent election. Make sure people that are out there questioning it do their own research and understand the truth. But I appreciate you guys very much. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Thanks for coming in and divvying out some gold pills, guys. Thank you, Henry, 4570, Gambria, Glenn, Warrior Mima, Vinny, Adam, Mr. Pete, and D Patriot. Thank you guys very much for the gold pills today. 6445 gold pills. Thanks, guys, very much. I appreciate you guys very much. The scratching has been released. And with that, I want to say much love and God bless you all. We'll see you guys back here tomorrow for another quick show. And then I'm going to go on a little vacation, if you don't mind. I appreciate you guys very much. Lots happening going into next year, so it's going to be fun. God bless you all. See you guys tomorrow.
Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace that label. Being an outsider is fine. Embrace the label, because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference.